It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette criticized Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. during a congressional hearing yesterday. She says it's been a disturbing 15 months for public health, citing increases in measles cases, decreases in vaccination rates, and cuts to research.
These stories represent a failure of leadership and a failure of vision. If we want to truly make America healthy, we need to follow the evidence, empower the scientists, and we need to be willing to change when we're wrong.
DeGette also went after the administration's budget, which eliminates a program making birth control available for low-income families. Kennedy wouldn't comment on that, but said the Trump administration is putting in place policies prioritizing the health of Americans. Governor Polis signed a bill into law Monday making legal records of children who changed their names private. Supporters say the measure is necessary to protect the privacy of transgender kids and those changing their name for other reasons like adoption or cultural practices. Name change requests for minors are filed by parents in civil court. Those records have been publicly accessible, but the new law seals them. An earlier version of the bill would have directed family court judges to consider whether a parent accepts their child's gender identity when determining parenting time in custody cases. Sponsors removed that provision in response to pushback from Polis. The gunman who opened fire on tourists at Mexico's iconic Teotihuacan pyramids carried materials apparently related to the 1999 shooting at Columbine High School. That's according to authorities who spoke Tuesday, a day after the attack killing a Canadian woman and leaving at least 13 people injured. The assailant shot and killed himself. Authorities say he acted alone. Although officials did not mention Columbine by name, they referred to several books and handwritten notes belonging to the gunman referencing the attack in April 1999. This is Kate.